This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What the heck? People throwing stuff at me here. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Whether we're on the same side of the aisle, same page on this stuff or not, I still am. Do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, we're being consumed by this race. I'm serious. I've been telling you guys for a long time. There's a lot of other things going on that we're being distracted strictly by Hillary and Trump. We do know there's other things going on in the world, right? I mean, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Italy. Devastating earthquake that they had out there as well. That doesn't mean we forget about the people in Louisiana. They're going through it as well. They got a lot happening there. They still need help. And people of Italy need help. So, I don't know. And then you're hearing about, you know, her foundation. And then you're hearing about her fight with Trump. And then it never stops. And as I keep saying, there is so much more than just that going on. So 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong, it wouldn't be the first time. Actually, I shouldn't say that, right? Wouldn't be the first time that I was off or wrong. Just wouldn't be the first time, period, where I just blew it. All right, so let's get to the issue that we're having with this University of Texas professor. Yeah, and I love these guys. It's really funny how the left justifies and finds it easy and appropriate for them to make fun of Christians, for them to make fun of conservatives, for them to make fun of Republicans. But God forbid a Republican, God forbid a conservative says a word about another religion, another group, another ethnicity, and we're the biggest homophobe racists. I could do all the words, but we'd be here all night. So, University of Texas Austin professor contributed a mock version of the Lord's Prayer during Wednesday's campus carry protest, calling the NRA heartless and saying Jesus is not conservative enough for Texas. God. Oh, this is going to be a tough one to do. I saw the pictures. And I don't know. Anyway, we can talk about that later. During a faculty-sponsored, I want you to lock in on that. During a faculty-sponsored rally, immediately following Wednesday's, they're calling it the Cox and Glocks protest, which attracted thousands of the phony appendage-wielding Texans opposed to the state's new campus carry law. Professor Stephen Frazen spoke briefly to present what he called the revised Texas version of the Bible. Now, here's the thing about this. See, these guys, why do these guys always have to take it to a sexually dark place? I mean, is that all they could do? I mean, they're so sexually deprived, or they're such sexual deviants, that the only thing they can do, And I'm telling you, these male appendages or pieces that they were showing, like a foot long and very thick. And they were shaking them in everybody's faces. They also were giving away vibrators for women. What did all this have to do with gun control? I have no idea. But I'm sure, see, your mind has to be so warped, so twisted, to even pull the two together. What were they, to turn in your gun and you get to have sex? Or I don't know what they were selling here. You still have no idea. So, because they don't really have any respect for anybody but themselves, and even when I say that, I'm talking themselves. Even these people in these groups that are against certain things, they only respect themselves. In the old Bible, Jesus says, I don't even know what that means. Oh, he has a newer version, I'm sorry. In the old Bible, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." He proclaimed, asserting that a revised version ought to state, "Blessed are the purely heartless, for they will seek NRA funding." He went on to mock several more of Jesus' beatitudes. Let me see. You know, I want to see if I can pull this up. And that's my board op ed's finger on the.
In the old Bible, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Revised Christian version: "Blessed are the purely heartless, for they will seek NRA funding." In the old Bible, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Revised Texas version: "Blessed are the Colt 45 peacemakers, for they shall be called the weapon of."
You know, isn't it funny that the bells are going off while he's giving his speech? The church bells kind of by accident started going off. I think that's wonderful. Now he goes through this whole thing. He's mocking the Christians. He's using a Christian. Can you imagine if he used a Muslim prayer to mock these people? What do you think would have happened to him? You think he'd still be? Do you still think that he would be appointed by the or a professor there at the college? I'll tell you the other irritant I have with college professors. Yeah, you're gonna love this. I'm getting in a lot of trouble for this. How in God's creation, and I know there's a saying about this, but how is it that you don't step a day? I know a guy that the day he graduated from college on public speaking, without actually being out doing public speaking for any length of time, he went back to college. Guess what he taught? Public speaking. Sweet Jesus. Can you imagine a surgeon the day he graduates from school? And he's only been working on cadavers, and he doesn't want to do an internship. He goes right into the surgery room. How would you?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Really? Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean it, seriously. I do appreciate it. Whether you hang in there, whether you like what I have to say, you don't like what I have to say, I don't really care. I know it sounds kind of cold, but I really don't. You know, my attitude is such that... If we can't talk about this, if we can't get together, if we can't just, I don't know, be able to discuss the issues of the day, then chances are maybe you're not my friend. Maybe you really don't care what I and others have to say. You know what I mean? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm doing it wrong or how. You know, and it's just... It's just amazing to me. We have a professor. This is the guy I was just talking about a few minutes ago. And you know, it wasn't just the professor. Remember, it was a faculty rally day. Now usually a rally, faculty rally, has something to do with the school, right? Positive thing? No. What these people did was use a whole bunch of sex toys to come out on campus and show people why it was wrong, or I don't even know what they were doing. I have no idea what the sexual toys had to do with the opposition to guns. I mean, were they making fun of males because, you know, they like to have toys or whatever? I don't even know how to keep this clean and do this. He went on to mock several more of Jesus' beatitudes. Now, he's using biblical, or trying to. I don't know how much of it he really can use. He's trying to use the Bible to make fun of people who believe in the NRA, people who believe in having guns. The guy couldn't quote you the meaning behind any one of the Bible scriptures. And he made up a revised Texas version of the Bible, which is kind of funny because, as last I recall, Texas or Texans had no problem with people having guns, for the most part. He went on to mock several more of Jesus' beatitudes, as well as what had come to be known as the golden rule through which Jesus advised his followers to do unto others as they would have done unto themselves. These guys just love to take stuff out of context. But in Friesen's revised Texas version, he said the teaching would go something more like, "And everything do unto others before they do it to you." But this is the state law and prohibits the gun industry. He then moved to one of Jesus' teachings on the hotly contested eye for an eye passage, saying that Jesus' message on Scripture is not conservative enough for Texas, and suggesting that the revised, you know, it's very tough when you have a low IQ to get your point across, isn't it? He went on to say what it should read is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a clock, G43 for your backpack. You know, sometimes I read the stuff wrong to you guys, right? So I'll go through the story, and you know how when you're reading it to yourself, you're studying, you're thinking, you know what word belongs there. And then when I read it to you guys online, or I'm reading bits and pieces of it, I realize that the guy writing this, or the person who wrote it, or the person who posted it, they typed it wrong, which is why I was having a hard time reading it. This one actually says that it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a Glock G43 for you backpack. And if I make fun of that, I mean, think about this, for you backpack. Friesen decided to conclude his remarks with his take on the Lord's Prayer, noting that revising the Bible won't be enough. We'll also need to change worship services. So in closing, please bow your head with me as I recite the Lord's Prayer in the revised Texas version. Now again, if I took a prayer, a Muslim prayer, and did this on school grounds, how long do you think I would work there? Anybody? Yeah, you're right. Not long at all. He goes on to say, I hope you're highly offended. Or write letters to these people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy bullets. Thy kingdom come with many guns on earth that sent bad guys to heaven. Give us this day our daily threat, and forgive us our trespasses as we shoot those who trespass against us. As we shoot those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the male appendages. Notably, Friesen teaches in UT's Religious Studies Department. He told a local news source that he was inspired to partake in the protest because he thinks there are a lot of religious issues involved in the Texas attitude towards guns and authority and politics. He's right! There are a lot of, you know, most Texans who are truly Christians, most anybody who's truly Christians, you know, they know what the Bible says about certain things. But the basis of their laws, you're allowed to protect yourself. See, the libs who say that they're for freedoms, that they want everybody to have the right to do, don't really mean it. Come on, let's go right down the line. They really don't mean it. You can worship, but the way we tell you to worship. You can pray, but the way we tell you to pray. Oh, yeah, you can eat whatever you want to as long as it's within these guidelines. You know, I can go on and on and on. They're not really for free anything. Oh, well, no, I didn't mean that. They are. They're for free school, education, food. I mean, I can go right down the line, right? Right? They want to give you everything for free, make you feel good about yourself, I guess. I don't even know how that does that. I don't know how you get there. Friesen is active in a student group known as Gun Free Utah. He said he has no official affiliation with the Cox, not Glocks. So what I'm wondering is these girls running around with these male parts in their hands, are they giving sex to get the gun back? I don't understand. Are they going to give the guy, I don't know what a guy's going to do with one of those. Are giving the guy the appendage for the gun? I don't understand what the... See, there's nothing here that says this is what we're looking to do. You know what I'm saying? I love this stuff. I think this stuff exposes the loons so much. Oh. Let me see. Another good one for us. Do I get time to do this one? I may or may not. And this one's great. You know, I've been telling you how confused these social warriors are and continue to be. I keep telling you that when it comes to, he, she, ye, he, remember that list we came up with where there was no real genders? There were like Z, Zi, Zem, or Zoo, or whatever. I felt like I'm stuck in a Dr. Seuss movie. When we come back, these little snowflakes are up in arms about the new gender-neutral signs for the bathrooms. They haven't got a clue as to what they want. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate, whether we agree or not, whether we're on the same page or not, I really do agree that you have a right to speak your mind. You have a right to get informed. You have a right to be engaged. Now, if you don't want to be engaged, that's fine, too. The heck? You don't have to be engaged. I'm good with that. But don't go complaining about how you haven't heard, you missed, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let's get back to this. I find this just funny. I have no other word for it. It's just funny. So the social justice advocates, this shows you how confused these people are. The social justice advocates at the University of North Carolina are outraged over new gender-neutral bathroom signs, saying they prefer the signs put up by students years ago. Well, but that doesn't follow the new whole new gender confusion, non-conforming, over-conforming thing. Students at UNC's campus Y, a self-described center for social justice, were ahead of the gender-neutral curve back in 2013. Oh, just so far back, I barely remember it. They designed four single-stall restrooms in their on-campus building as being open to all genders. Now, that gender-neutral restrooms are being established throughout the campus, however. The Daily Tar Heel... That's their local paper, reports that the Campus Y members are complaining that the school removed their original signage early Wednesday morning. That's bad. Replacing it with the university-approved placards that the students consider an insult to their previous effort. They're specifically upset about the newly installed signs that do not include the transgender pictogram, whatever that is, a combination of the Mars and Venus symbols, used to indicate male and female organisms and merely depict a stationary man and woman with a disabled person. Right? Well, but here's the thing. If there is no gender, see, that's why I say you guys are all confused. Right? You got some of you fighting for a genderless society. Some of you want gender-specific. So you specifically want somebody called out as to, you know, transgender, male, female, cisgen, overgen, undergen, whatever gen. Right? Just nuts. One of the snowflakes goes on to say, it's really hurtful knowing that the UNC administration, whoever those people are in an office somewhere, could take all that student passion away silently one morning before class. That's according to Campus Y member Caitlin Herlow. Now, Campus Y co-president, that had a whole different meaning 20 years ago, by the way, Campus Y. Reggie Buchanan agreed with Harlow's criticism, saying that while the new signs appear to be inclusive, because they still permit both male and females alike to use the same bathroom, the actual effect is to backhandedly exclude transgender people. We've talked about this on the show a million times. Here's what I don't understand. If you're a transgender, is that how you want to be referred to for the rest of your life? Transgender male, transgender female? This is the whole go. If you're quote unquote a male trapped in a female body, when you make the transition or you go into the transition, you don't. Isn't the whole idea for you to be able to say you're a woman or a man? Do you still want to use the transgender in front of it? Seriously? Others went so far as to accuse the administration of openly attacking UNC's LGBTQ community by replacing the restroom sign. That was the goal. I'm telling you. They sat around for about 6 weeks and says, how do we tee off those LGBTQ people? How do we do that? Campus Y is a safe place for queer folks on campus. That's really funny because queer in the 70s was not a good term. Representing in a signage to tear down the signs we've made is an attack on this space and what it represents. It's a bathroom. It represents the big flush. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Campus Y is a safe place for queer folks on campus representing the sign is, so tear down the signs we made is an attack on this space and what it represents. Another Brendan Lewis, who serves on the board of the UNC Sexuality and Gender Alliance, was surprised by the move and echoed Unger's call for more safe spaces on campus. Let's not scream about the people outside the campus that are starving, that don't have jobs. Let's worry about what signs they put on the bathroom doors. I really believe that I'm going to go to sleep someday, wake up and go, oh my God, thank God it was a nightmare. I'm still waiting. It's framed in a way where UNC looks like they're saying either trans people don't exist or trans people don't have our support. It makes me feel like I don't have safe spaces on campus. You shouldn't have safe spaces on campus. Unreal. Is that going to be that now in the brochure of the school? We're going to have safe spaces, trigger warnings, that kind of stuff. What was it? There was some Chicago University basically said, no more coddling. That's it. You're on your own. Seriously. There you go. Right there. We're here. I might as well hit on it. So the University of Chicago, I said to its freshmen coming in, there are no safe zones here. There's no safe spaces. You don't like it? Go away. The University of Chicago, one of the most America's most prestigious and selective universities, is warning incoming students starting this fall to expect safe spaces or trigger-free existence during their four-year journey throughout the... safe spaces and a trigger-free existence during their four-year journey through academia. In a letter sent to the class of 2020, university officials said one of the defending characteristics of the school was its unwavering commitment to freedom of inquiry and expression. Civility and mutual respect are vital to the campus culture, the letter states, but not at the expense of shielding students from unpopular opinions. There isn't much I like about Chicago, but this looks like this might be something I will. Board goes on to say, our commitment to academic freedom means that we do not support so-called trigger warnings. We do not cancel invited speakers because their topics might prove controversial. We do not condone the creation of intellectual safe spaces. There's no such thing as an intellectual safe space. You know, an intellectual safe space is a bunch of people sitting around telling each other how great they are because they all think the same way. He said, individuals can retreat from ideas, perspective at odds with their own. So you know, the letter was just saying, hey, if you can't put up with this, see you later. The University of Chicago is consistently ranked one of the top universities in the world, also one of the most selective. Only about 8% of the more than 31,000 people who applied to enter the class of 2020 were accepted. Now, the warning from Chicago stands in sharp contrast to many other American universities. Ain't that the truth? Right? Many other universities were like, I remember this one. You can't have these safe spaces. This is not real life for these kids. I don't agree with Bloomberg most of the time, but I don't know if you guys remember the speech that he gave when he was out on campus. Here, check this out. If I can pull it up. If I can't pull it up, I'll go on. Well, isn't that wonderful? You're not going to give this to me, are you? Unreal. Just a lot of fun. Anyway, so Bloomberg came out and gave a speech a while back, a commencement speech, and he talked about how safe spaces weren't real. They weren't real world, and your boss doesn't care. That's the other thing. Yeah, take a listen. Maybe I get it.
Goodbye, First Amendment. Safe spaces invading college campuses. A new college trend to create these safe space areas where students can be sheltered from opposing views. And University of Michigan graduates may have needed one this weekend because they got an earful. They got schooled by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He blasted the idea of these safe spaces at Michigan's graduation, and he was met with boos.
Some university boards and administrations now bow to pressure groups and shield students from these ideas through safe spaces, code words, and trigger warnings is, in my view, a terrible mistake.
He wasn't met with boos. There were many on his side. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my digital game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Are back. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation, seriously. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, there, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can find smarter people than I in the chat room. Just really, you really have a good time. I talked earlier in the first segment about how at some point, I really should read some of the notes that you guys write in my, you know, videos and on the blogs, that my posts and that kind of stuff. And I did, let me see, we had a segment the other night about the sailor who took a selfie in a sub, and he gets a year in prison. Clinton gets a bump in the polls, and, you know, just the world is just going in a bad direction. And remember when I told you that you could just see the ignorance of people all over the place. So this fella decides he's going to give me a review or do whatever. And here's the opening line. Are you ready for this? I'm more than that. If you can explain to me how this works, I'm good with it. His opening line is, here's the deal. I'm your first view. I gave you a thumbs down for dumb. And I haven't even watched your vid yet. I'm sorry. This is, I don't care whose side he's on. He's a dangerous photo. Right? He hasn't watched the content. He's making his decision on a title which is why we're in so much trouble. This is the 140 character voter that I keep telling you guys about. This is the person that won't do the work it takes to figure out what a candidate, what an issue, or what somebody's all about. Right? Listen, I'm not moved by this. He can hate me for the rest of his life for all I care. But this is stereotypical of what we see on a regular basis. It's stereotypical. We see these voters that think they know about Clinton or whoever, and they don't. And they don't want to know. They're really not interested in knowing. So the University of Chicago is having none of this garbage that's going on. None of this coddling of students. I mean, when you think about that, 31,000 students apply, and they only get only about 8% are let in, and they are well-renowned, well-respected around the world. The University of Chicago is having none of it, like I said. To drive home the point, the letter of the students includes a link to a report of freedom of expression issued by the university in January 2015. The report quotes a former president of the university, Hammer Holborn Gray, as saying that education should not be intended to make people comfortable. It should make them think. My God, I never went to this school. I don't even know who she is. I can barely pronounce her name. I used to say that all the time. You don't go to college to feel good. You don't go to college to relax. You go to college to be challenged, to learn something, to learn how to deal with people who have a difference of opinions than you do. They look at things differently than you do. You don't go there to get in agreement with everybody. You know, you do get in your little cliques, right? Oh, God, is that a 70s term or what? You do get in your little groups. You kind of feel like you're all on the same page. Right? I don't know. Anyway, there's another video out there right now. And who is it? Who does this? I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Now, maybe, see, I heard a report today that Hillary was pushing back so much. When she came out today to do her speech, or to do her whatever she did, the whole speech was negative on Trump. Not so much what she was going to fix it, how she was going to fix it. But the whole speech was just taking shots at Trump. And, campus reform went out with a camera to speak to young people who felt that the media has been giving Hillary Clinton preferential treatment. Now, nearly every one of them, and they only talked to voters, said that Trump would be covered differently if he had a foundation that was doing the same thing. I believe that. Mr. Trump has used the media's lack of coverage of Mrs. Clinton's foundation as an example. They're loading his gun for him, don't you think? He's got a valid point. They give absolutely, I mean, that man says the wrong thing, puts his hand in the wrong place, twists words around, whatever. They cover it for 6 hours. Right? 15,000 emails show up that Mrs. Clinton said she had turned in and she hadn't. All her testimony has been completely inconsistent, and they give it pretty much no time whatsoever. Now, Trump, like I said, has used the media's lack of coverage of the Clinton Foundation as an example, claiming that if he had a foundation with as many allegations and improper dealings, the media would be in a frenzy. In his speech yesterday, Trump elaborated on the Clinton's Foundation acceptance of donations from oppressive regimes. If it was just that, it would be great. But it's not. It's so much more than that. From oppressive regimes, as well as the recently discovered that over 50% of the non-government officials who met with Clinton during her tenure as Secretary of State had donated to her private foundation. If that was Trump, how would it be covered? Actually, I'll even go further than that. If it was a Republican, any Republican, how would it be covered? Let me see. Let's see if we get the video running. Because I think you'll find this enlightening. And maybe not. Some of you already know this.
Throughout the 2016 election, Donald Trump has been making a lot of noise about Bill and Hillary's Clinton Foundation, saying they should be shut down for shady dealings in the past. Many in the media, as well as Democrat voters, don't seem to have a problem with the foundation. Would they feel the same way if the roles were reversed and it was the Trump Foundation? Let's find out. And so Hillary had her nonprofit foundation, and in the past, they'd taken a lot of heat for accepting, you know, a couple million dollars from dictators in the Middle East. Some of their donors got special positions in the government. And so do you think that if the roles were reversed and if it was the Trump Foundation doing this, that it would be a bigger story in the media?
Completely. I think that the media really created Donald Trump.
If Trump was doing the same thing that Clinton was doing, he'd be in a lot more trouble.
He has a point in saying that.
Yeah. Because you think that if it was the Trump Foundation doing this, that the media would probably cover it a lot more and young people would know about it more?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It would definitely be thrown against him way more.
If the roles were reversed and if it was the Trump Foundation and that there were all these kind of shady dealings going on,
yeah,
that everyone would know about it?
I think absolutely.
Really,
if the roles were reversed, they would be making a bigger deal out of, you know, the Trump Foundation receiving money than they did the Clinton Foundation. I feel like a lot of that was kind of swept under the rug.
Do you think he kind of has a point that there may be some unfair media coverage?
Yeah, I think he's obviously got a point.
Now he's talking to all kinds of people from all walks of life. These young people are, yeah, and you know what I mean by this. You know, they're dressed differently, they look differently. So he's not grabbing all young white guys with the hair parted on one side, shirts tucked in, and bow ties on. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think if Hillary didn't have so much political power that it would be a much bigger story and they would cover the Clinton Foundation scandal more?
I actually think they would cover it a lot more.
The Clinton Foundation issue could be a lasting problem for Clinton's campaign.
Yeah, definitely. So we're really close to the elections now.
Do you think that young people, if they hear more about Clinton's foundation, would be kind of scared and might be turned off a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that's true. I mean, I'd never even heard about that, so hearing that's kind of sketchy situation.
I think it's really sketchy, yes.
I would say that the more a lot of that comes into light, the more it kind of instills fear into people, or at least distrust more so into Hillary.
Okay. Young voters should be aware of those things. I don't think a lot of young voters are really aware of what situations are actually happening in the world.
And you think if they were more aware that they would be a little bit more scared of Hillary?
Yeah, I mean, I think they would just be more informed. They'd make a smarter decision.
That's kind of how...
Yeah, but would they really? Seriously, would they really? Because if you think about this as a whole, people do know this is going on. Either they don't believe it, they don't see any truth in it, or they just don't care. It's them at any cost. This is one of my conversations I've had with you guys in the past. It's them at any cost. It should never be. It should never be them at any cost. It should never be Republican at any cost. It should never be any of that. It should be the right person for the right job at any cost. And it's sad that we're looking at these two going, okay, which one will hurt us the least? Does anybody else find that crazy? Or is it just me? I don't know. I look at this stuff and say, oh my God, every do we still have hope? I mean, do we still have a chance? Yeah. I'm one of those guys who doesn't believe that there's ever no hope. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay with us. Michael Hausman is going to join us in the next hour. Plus, I'm moving through the stories you sent me, or the ones that interest me, anyhow. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let your friends know, your loved ones, your unloved ones. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.